Now for today's scripture reading.
今日我哋经文系嚟自
reading from God's living word from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 7 to 18.
系神嘅活语活嘅话语系嚟自哥林多后书4章7至18节.
We'll first read this in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋首先用英文一齐读，再用广东话.
2 Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 7. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by trouble, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believed in God, so I spoke. We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen, for the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever.
哥林多后书4章7节， 我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神， 不是出于我们，我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；遭逼迫，却不被抛弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人，是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。 这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说：我因信，所以如此说话；我也信，所以也说话。自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。凡事都是为你们，
好叫因为多越发增加，感谢格外显多，以致荣耀归于神。所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自暂自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远荣耀、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
The
title of Pastor Wilson's message, Suffering and Glory.
Many of you that have made it possible first step towards reopening. I want to thank you all and what work. Thanks to you greatly. And you know, I it would be fair for me to give a shout out to just a few people, but I guess I should. I want to thank Bill Wilson and Daniel and Raymond and a whole bunch of you. I wish I could thank you all. But again, thank you for all your efforts in making this first step happen. And hopefully, soon, we'll have all our homeless students here back worshiping the Lord.
Dennis, Raymond，仲有好多个弟兄姊妹，咁以致我哋可以重新翻到嚟，慢慢嘅开始又崇拜一齐。
And my apologies to Kelly, because I think at probably 7:30 a.m. this morning, I changed everything. I changed pretty much everything on the sermon. You know, what can you do? You know, I mean, when the Holy Spirit inspires you, you've got to listen. And so apologies to her, because it's hard to translate already if you have notes. But part of this she doesn't have.
牧师按照圣灵的感动，他在他的讲道里面，今早都改变，转了很多嘢。
You know, Christianity puts suffering at the very heart, the very, very heart of what it means to believe.
佛教和基督教，他都将到在他们信仰里面，将这个受苦这样东西摆在他们的信仰的一个很中心点。
And how do we know that as Christians?
咁基督徒点样知道呢？
Well, what's at the apex of worship?
喺崇拜嘅最高峰系乜嘢嘢咧？
It's the Lord's Supper.
就系圣餐。
That sacrament that the Lord said that we should have regularly.
咁佢喺呢度咧，佢都讲到喺圣餐里边，我哋接受嘅杯同饼咧，系好有意思嘅。
That's the central aspect of Christian worship.
这个也是基督教里面的敬拜里面的中心点。
And as you picture the elements, and as you picture the teaching behind the Lord's Supper that the Lord explained to us, that Paul explains to us.
当你看见主怎样去藉着保罗来解释给我们听这个圣餐的时候。
It's a picture depicting what? Suffering.
他给我们看到的一个图画就是受苦。
You know, Christianity is not the only religion that has at the central aspect to it, suffering.
基督徒不是只是将受苦是摆在一个很中心的来看。
And ultimately, it is a mystery that we all have to deal with.
其实这个也是我们一直去处理的一个奥秘。
If you're going to live in this life, you have to face it, you have to deal with it.
如果你是要在这个地上去生活的时候，我们都要去处理很多的苦难。
And that's what I appreciate about Christianity. Christianity helps us to face it, helps us to deal with it.
基督教其实就是帮助我们怎样去面对苦难和去处理苦难。Now,
religions, other religions like Buddhism, they have good things to say.
佛教也在它里面有它们人所看到的一些好处。Like,
I think it's wise, and Christianity says this too, not to bite in what the world tells you. The secular world says what? Avoid suffering.
咁佢喺当中咧，亦都可以俾到你有一啲嘅智慧，就譬如佢喺睇到当世俗嘅时候，佢会话到我哋要逃避苦难。
Buddhism, Christianity tells us You need a complete conversion to deal with suffering.
但喺佛教同喺基督教里边咧，佢就讲到佢话喺苦难里边，我哋点样面对咧？就系我哋要转变个嘢，我哋要转变。
And what Christianity means by that, what the scriptures mean by that, is you just can't add a little something to your life to deal with life's difficulties.
咁喺基督教嚟讲，佢就话到你唔可以为自己嚟到去加一啲嘅乜嘢嘢，以至能叫叫你帮可以嚟到去面对到生命里边嘅苦难。
You need to, as the Gospels tell us, to be born again, to be born from above, be born of God.
And
you need a balanced approach to deal with all the things this fallen world brings before you.
咁喺呢一个堕落嘅世界里边，佢所带嚟俾我哋嘅嘢，我哋需要有一个平衡嘅方法嚟到去处理。
And of course, I'm respecting all the other religions, but only Christianity. Only Christianity can give you a balanced approach to dealing with the suffering that comes your way.
唯有基督教佢可以俾到你一个嘅好平衡嘅方法嚟到去处理呢个苦难。
In fact, I would say that as if you're familiar with the Bible and what it teaches and what Jesus says about suffering, it's very, very different in contrast to anything else.
咁如果你喺圣经里边嘅时候，你会睇到就系当耶稣基督讲到苦难嘅时候，或者圣经里边讲到苦难嘅时候，系好唔同嘅。
And so, as you'll see on slide 6, what is the Christian approach to suffering?
咁喺呢个呢度我哋睇到就话到基督徒佢系点样嘅嚟到去面对处理苦难呢？
Again, I'm not going to dig deep down into the text today. I'm just going to take three key words from 2 Corinthians 4.
咁我喺今日嘅经文里边咧，我净系喺度讲到三个嘅重点。
And those words are glory.
第一就系荣耀。
Presence.
同在。
And resurrection.
同埋复活。
And those terms are alluded to in the text that we read.
咁呢三个呢三个嘅重点咧，其实都喺今日我哋嘅经文里边佢有提到嘅。
And that first key word that helps you keep a balanced approach towards suffering that comes your way is the term glory.
咁第一个字就系话，点我哋可以能够有一个好平衡嘅方法嚟到去面对苦难咧？佢话就系荣耀呢个字。
And for those who are familiar with the Bible, the Christian scriptures say suffering is linked. Suffering is linked.Glory.
咁如果我哋系熟悉圣经嘅时候，你会睇见咧，好多时咧苦难咧都会同埋荣耀咧系连埋一齐嘅。
And that concept is unique.
呢一个嘅观念咧系好特别嘅。
Because the world and secularism doesn't tell you that.
因为世俗主义唔系咁样话俾你听。
A religion like Buddhism doesn't tell you that.
佛教亦都唔会咁样嘅话俾你听。
But in Christianity, suffering is put together with glory.
但喺基督教里边咧，佢就特别咧将呢个苦难同埋荣耀咧系一齐讲嘅。
George, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verses 16 and 17, and hopefully you'll see this for yourself.
咁我哋可以睇下咧，今日嗰段经文第16、第17节嗰度点讲。
It says there in the New International Version, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away.Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles, temporary suffering, are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
第十六、十七节咁讲，所以我们不自丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自暂自轻嘅苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
Now, Paul, in his letters to the Corinthians, gives you a short list of his sufferings. And he calls it a short list, but they're pretty long.
咁喺保罗佢亦都喺哥林多书嗰度去讲过一段佢所受到嘅一个嘅苦楚。
And the trouble he was facing were Christians in Corinth said, Paul, you suffer so much. Maybe God isn't with you.
咁咧，当时嘅嗰啲信徒就话啦：，保罗，你受咁多嘅苦楚， 可能因为神唔系同你一齐同在。
And that's the context of Paul linking suffering with glory.
咁所以点解咧？保罗佢好多时咧将苦难同埋荣耀连埋一齐讲。
I have this on slide 7, Romans 8:18-21. Paul says this also to Christians in Rome. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
在罗马书第八章十八、十九，他讲，他说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
He continues on verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Verse 21, that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
第二十、二十一节咁讲，因为受造之物伏在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Now, when you put those two key passages together, 2 Corinthians 4:17, Romans 8:18, you'll see something astonishing. You'll realize what Paul's doing.
咁如果你将哥林多后书四章十六节同埋罗马书八章十八节摆埋一齐嘅时候，你就睇到保罗佢所想要讲嘅系啲乜嘢。
Paul is claiming that Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
在第十八节嗰度，佢话到而家嘅苦楚若比起将来要显于我们嘅荣耀，就不足介意了。
In other words, as you'll see on slide 8, Romans 8 says the sufferings of the present time will be outweighed by the future glory.
咁即系话咧，我哋而家所受嘅呢嘅苦楚咧，当要比起将来嘅荣耀嘅时候，你就冇得比噶啦。
In our text, 2 Corinthians 4:17, he says something even more amazing than that.
喺我哋今日睇第四章十七节嗰度，佢更加讲到一啲令我哋好震惊嘅。
George, if you could shine up 17 again. The sufferings of this present time produce, it says produce the glory, achieve the glory.
咁佢话咧，我哋而家暂时至轻嘅苦楚咧，系会令到我哋咧成就极重无比永远嘅荣耀，会为到我哋将来带嚟嚟到去成就一啲嘅荣耀。
Do you see what Paul is saying?
喺呢度你睇唔睇见保罗所讲嘅系咩咧
？The gospel of Jesus Christ does not accept suffering.
喺呢度话耶稣基督嘅福音，佢唔系去接受呢一个嘅苦楚。
The gospel of Jesus Christ does not avoid suffering.
福音唔系叫我哋去逃避苦难。
The gospel of Jesus Christ does not embrace suffering.
福音唔系叫我哋去拥抱苦难。
But it engulfs suffering.
反之，福音系要将呢个苦难去吞灭。
That's the nature of the Christian hope.
呢一个就系基督教嘅盼望。
You see, sometimes we fail to look at the scriptures carefully.
我哋有阵时唔能够好小心嘅睇个经文。
And what is our Christian hope? Is it just heaven pie in the sky?
基督徒嘅盼望系乜嘢？系咪就系净系个天堂咧
？Is that it? Is that what God is doing? Just painting some glorious pie in the sky picture for us?
呢个系咪就系话神俾我哋睇见一个好荣耀嘅天堂咁样就系咧
？Is he just saying to us?Oh, I see you guys have suffered a lot. Here's compensation. Here's compensation for you for all the things you've lost.
咁系咪就系话咧？吓，我知道你哋受咗好多嘅苦。咁而家呢个天堂咧，就系咧你受咗失去咗咁多嘅嘢嘅，俾到你嘅一个嘅赔偿咧。
You know, sadly to say, I've experienced a lot of death throughout my life.
喺我嚟，
my dad died when I was fairly young, and my mom just recently died.
咁喺我哋嘅生命里边，我哋都经历好多嘅死亡。譬如牧师佢讲过，佢喺年轻嘅时候，佢父亲就过咗身，佢妈妈喺最近亦都过咗身。
So we lose friends and family easily.
咁我哋好容易咧失去我哋嘅朋友，失去我哋嘅家人。
We lose good times, celebrations easily.
我哋好容易咧就失去咗一啲咧我哋可以去庆祝好开心嘅时间。
As many of you well know, we lose our health easily.
我谂大家都好知道，我哋亦都好容易嘅会失去我哋嘅健康。
And another sad, obvious thing is we lose our youth, sadly, easily, right?
咁我哋大家都好知道，我哋好容易都会失去我哋嘅青春。
There are all these things, even after that was said, that we never even had.
咁甚至咧，我哋有好多嘅嘢咧，我哋从来都冇拥有过。
Maybe in your life you've never had good health.
或者可能喺你嘅一生里边，你从来都冇一个健康。
Maybe in your life you've always.Had to worry about how to pay the bills each month.
或者咧，可能你有阵时咧，常常嘅要去担心，我可唔可以付到我嘅账单
？Or maybe you're a high achiever and you want to do something, accomplish something, but you failed.
或者咧，你有一个好高嘅理想，你想要去达到嘅，但系你常常咧都失败。
You never got the promotion that you worked so hard for.
你好努力嘅工作，但系你成日咧都得唔到嗰个嘅升级。
Or maybe your dream or your desire was to master and to play this beautiful musical instrument, and you never could. You never could master it.
或者你嘅梦想咧，就系咧，你希望咧能够可以咧弹好一个好好嘅乐器，成为大师，但系你咧一直咧都做唔到。
Right, the list is endless. Maybe you wanted to sing better. Maybe you wanted to write a book. Maybe you want to paint a decent piece of art.
或者你想唱歌可以唱得好好，或者你想可以出到一本书，或者你想可以画到一幅好靓嘅画。
But you were not good enough.
但系你都做唔到咁好。
Or you did not have enough time and resources to hone your skill.
或者你冇咁多嘅时间或者系资源，以至嚟帮你可以发展到你呢个嘅技巧。
That's why God's words here.His promise of a new heavens and new earth are glorious.
所以神嘅话语喺呢度俾我哋，佢应许我哋就系有一个新天新地系满有荣耀嘅。
Because it's more than compensating you.
呢一样嘢系多过话点样嘅去补偿你嘅损失。
God doesn't just say, "Well, here is these good things because all these other things you suffered for."
神唔系话嗱，呢度有一啲好嘅嘢嚟到咧，去取代咗咧，因为你失去咗咁多，或者受咗咁多苦。
All these other things you've lost, but here's compensation for those suffering times.
你受苦嘅时间或者你失去咗嘅嘢，嗱，我而家俾咗呢啲嘢你，可以咧去赔偿翻你所失去嘅。
No, the Christian hope is better. It's better than that.
唔系，基督徒嘅盼望系比呢啲嘢更加嘅好。
It means a restoration.Of the new heavens of this place,
佢系话到系有一个嘅挽回，系一个更加一个新嘅新天新地。
It's restoring so that you could have the life you always wanted to have.
当呢个新天新地系一个更新嘅时候咧，你可以咧去得到你所想嘅。
That's much more than just compensating you.For your losses and suffering,
多过净系去补偿你所失去嘅。
That changes everything. It changes the whole ball game. It changes everything when you face suffering.
如果咁样嘅时候，我就会完全嘅去改变我哋点样嘅去面对苦难。
George, I have this on slide 9, 1 Peter 4:14 in the New American Standard Bible. Again, the reason I vary the translations is because sometimes you need more wooden translation, a literal translation. Sometimes you need more of a balanced, literary, balanced stylistic, maybe a paraphrase of a text.
咁喺呢一度咧，我会睇彼得前书，咁我咧就会用一个唔同嘅译本，以至咧可以更加清楚嘅表明到嗰个嘅意思。
The New American Standard is more of a literal translation, and it says, if you are reviled, it's insulted in the NIV, if you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
彼得前书四章十四节佢咁讲：你们若为基督嘅名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀嘅灵常住在你们身上。
I don't think it's a stretch to translate 1 Peter 4:14 as if you suffer, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory rests on you.
在这里他就是 说到如果我们是受苦难的时候呢是有福的，因为神的灵呢是在我们同我们一起。
Do you see that nuanced approach to suffering that Christianity has that's unique?
你看不看见在基督教里面怎样有一个这个新的一个的、方法来到去处理面对苦难呢？
It's more nuanced than any other worldview that there is.
是跟其他世界的看法是很不同的。
Neither secularism, nor Buddhism, nor any other religion would ever speak so hopefully.
无论是世俗的主义或者佛教或者其他的一些世上的看法都很不同的。
Right, and secularism and Buddhism or any other worldview that I know of, suffering is something that is utterly negative.
是世俗主义、佛教或者其他的看法就是说到很多时睇苦难嘅时候都系好负面嘅。
It just has to be eliminated. Period.
佢哋好多时就话点样可以能够除去呢啲嘅苦难
？Right, just has to be washed away.
点样可以咧将佢哋冲走
？Christianity is radical. It's different.
基督教系好唔同嘅。
And if I could summarize what Paul's saying concerning suffering, it's this: very simply, no suffering.No glory.
如果根据保罗咁样讲嘅时候，就好似即系话到，如果你冇苦难、冇受苦嘅时候，你亦都冇呢个荣耀。
Now, as you see on slide 10, what does glory mean?
荣耀系咩意思呢？
Again, I've touched on this in other sermons, but in Hebrew and Greek, again, most of the Bible is written in Hebrew and Greek. The word glory means weight, substance, depth.
在以前我讲过的讲道里面，我曾经讲过在希伯来文和希列文里面，苦难这个字呢是提到呢，就是说是有一个很重要性、很有影响性的、很有实质的和很有深度。
So what's the opposite then? What's the opposite of glory, weightiness, substance, depth? What's the opposite?
那荣耀的相反的意思是什么呢？
Flimsy
就是很短暂，
Fleeting,
是很容易被破坏的。
Easily blown away,
很容易被吹走。
Easily moved,
很容易被挪开。
Unreal,
是不真实的。
Glory, an opposite of that, is there-ness. It's substantial. It's immovable.
而荣耀这个字就是说到它是存在的，它是不可以被移走，它是很有实质的。
There's substance, you're rooted, it's deep.
是有一个的根据根基的，是有一个深度。
Buddha says the only thing to do is you have to eliminate suffering.
佛教很多时候说你面对苦难要做的方法就是怎样将这些苦难来到去除去。
And you've got four main truths and an eightfold path to nirvana.
如果你看佛教的时候，他有一些的，他们所说的一些的，真理同埋话有一啲嘅途径，八个途径嚟到去面对苦难。
The world and secularism says this: you're never going to eliminate it, but we have to do everything we possibly can to avoid it.
而世俗嘅主义佢就话咧，我哋咧唔可能咧会将苦难嚟到去除去，但我哋咧就要用好多唔同嘅方法咧嚟到去逃避、避开呢啲苦难。
And Christianity is so different.It says, no suffering, no glory.
但基督教讲就好唔同啦。佢话冇苦难就冇荣耀。
Why?
点解咧
？Why does Paul spell that out like that?
点解保罗佢要咁样讲咧
？What does it mean to be loved? And to love involves suffering, right? Love involves sacrifice.
点佢喺呢度讲到嘅时候就系点样我哋可以被爱，亦都去爱，而喺当中。是有这个的受苦。
Why does that make you real?
點解苦難可以叫我哋更加真實呢?
Well, I think you know, and I've mentioned this before, suppose, and there are people out there like this, that you've been sheltered, you've been overprotected by your parents, and you haven't really experienced any suffering.
我哋都知道有一啲嘅年青人可能呢佢都被佢哋父母呢係非常過分嘅嚟到去保護，喺佢當中佢哋冇經歷一啲咩嘅苦難受苦。
And suppose that protection stops and you experience firsthand the harshness of everyday life.
但係當面對到好親身嘅面對到一啲嘅困難、一啲嘅苦難受苦嘅時候。
More so than not, and you've met people like this.
有好多时我哋都会遇见呢啲咁嘅人。
They fall apart. There's no substance to them.
佢哋咧就会崩溃，因为喺佢里边冇呢一个嘅实质。
They lack the depth of character to deal with things.
喺佢哋嘅性格里边，佢哋冇呢个深度嚟到点样嘅嚟到去面对处理苦难。
And that's why the psychologist's office is full. Their schedule is full.
所以你見到咧，有好多心理學家佢哋嘅辦公室咧都滿曬人嘅。
Because when tragedy hits like a pandemic, people can't handle it because they're shallow.
所以咧，當一啲嘅悲慘嘅事情發生，或者係疫情發生嘅時候咧，有好多人咧都唔能夠嘅去面對到，因為喺佢哋裏邊，佢哋都好膚淺。
Because they're not rooted in something substantial, something weighty.
因为他们的生命都没有建基在一些是很实质的东西上面。
Now obviously suffering could kill you.
没错，苦难可能会将我们杀去。
Right? And you know people like that too. Suffering can dehumanize a person.
你也都知道的就是苦难有时候可能令到一个人失去了他那个人的人性。
You know that. It can destroy you. You can easily become bitter.
而苦难咧，亦都可以咧，去破坏咗我哋。
Suffering can hurt you badly。
而苦难亦都可以咧，带嚟俾我哋好多嘅伤害。
It can twist you。
佢可以咧
，turn you to be a bad person。
佢可以咧，去扭曲我哋，叫我哋成为一个坏人。
But without suffering, you can't be substantial. You can't be real。
但系如果冇经历过苦难嘅时候，你唔可以系。成为一个有实质的人，一个真真实实的人。
You can't become deep. You can't become rooted. You can't become insightful. You can't become wise. You can't get glory.
你不可以成为一个有深度的人，一个有见地的人。你不可以能够成为一个有智慧的人。你不可能得着荣耀。
This truth is nothing new, right? It's rooted. It's grounded in the very heart of Christian doctrine.
你会睇见呢个苦难系喺基督教嘅信仰里边系讲咗好多嘅。
Because God could not come and enter into the world, enter into His world, right, and be real without suffering.
佢话神佢唔能够唔嚟到呢个世界上边成为真真实实嘅嚟到佢要系冇唔去经历呢啲苦难。
God could not show you what love is without suffering.
如果神佢冇经历呢啲嘅苦难，就佢唔可以俾你睇到佢嘅爱。
And you and I can't love without suffering.
我哋亦都唔可以真真正正嘅去爱，如果我哋系冇受苦嘅话。
And I think the scriptures conclude you can't be fully human without suffering.
圣经好似讲系话，我哋唔能够真真正正的成为一个完全的人，如果我们没有经过受苦。
And God comes into the world, enters into the suffering to suffer.
神他也来到这个世界，他进入到他这个苦难之中，来到去受苦。
In fact, your suffering, though we don't take that lightly, pales, right? Pales to what Jesus suffered.
我们所受的苦，如果跟耶稣基督所受的苦去比的时候，我哋嘅就微不足道啦。
As he pays your debt on the cross,
佢为到我哋嘅罪债死喺十字架上边。
The costliness of his suffering on the cross, paying your sin penalty against a just and holy God.
他所受的苦难就是他在这个十字架上面来到去为到我们的缘故去负了罪债，因为我们得罪违背了这个圣洁的神。
And I can't emphasize enough how different Christianity is. No suffering, no glory to what every other worldview says.
你可以好睇见嘅基督教同好多其他世界嘅睇法系好唔同嘅。
Again, Buddhism says some good things, but Buddhism says we have to do everything we can to get away from suffering.
佛教好多时话我哋咧要尝试咧去做任何可以嘅嘢，以致我哋咧能够去离开呢个嘅苦难。
And the world and secularism says we need to do everything we can do to get away from suffering.
世俗主义亦都系话我哋要点样去做足所可以我哋做到嘅嘢，以致我哋去远离呢啲嘅苦难。
But do you find anyone who's done that all their life? And it can't really be done, right? But if you find people who are sheltered from the realities of life, they lack glory.
但是你可能你都不会找到一个人他可以真的这样做到是可以这样逃避这些苦难。而这些人你可以在当中你会看见他们逃避的时候在他们的生命里面他们是缺乏这个的荣耀。
And that's why Christianity says, when the suffering comes, you still can't stop. You can't stop loving. You have to continue.
在基督教他讲到他说就算苦难来到你都不会停止的来到 去爱。
You know, your heart's broken when you lose a loved one, right?
你没错，很伤心，当你失去了你所爱的人。
And all our sinful nature says, forget this stuff. I'm hurting so badly.
我们的罪性可能很多时会告诉我们，我们受伤，我们是很伤心。
But throughout the scriptures, it encourages us to continue loving.
Continue
to love.
但圣经告诉我们，在受苦当中我们要继续的去爱。
Continue to serve others in the name of Christ.
继续的能够在因为神的名的缘故继续的去服侍其他人。
And very often the suffering is a thwarting of love.
很多时候苦难其实是对我们来说是一个爱的一个呼召我们去爱。
Christianity Bible says you keep loving others despite the difficulties.
基督教告诉我们，虽然在困难当中，但我们都要不断地去爱。
And the suffering then is hijacked by goodness and truth.
我们就是用良善、用爱、用真理来到去将这个苦难来到去制服。
And it becomes glory.
以致我们看见荣耀。
Now that's just the first word, and I don't have time to unpack the second and third word, which is presence and resurrection.
我冇好多嘅时间嚟到去讲到另外嗰两个字，就系话同在同埋复活。
But as you and I know, as fellow human beings, right, suffering is not an intellectual question, right?
我相信我哋大家都知道，苦难呢个字唔系净系一个嘅一个头脑上面嘅问题。
A challenging intellectual question is how do you put human beings on Mars?
Yeah, 好似一个嘅挑战就好似将人点样带到火星咁样。
Right, that's a problem. That's a nice objective problem.
呢一个系一个好主观嘅问题。
But you and I know because we suffer, right? Suffering isn't just a problem to be solved.
苦难唔系净系话系一个嘅问题，我哋点样嘅要去解决
？It's a mystery, right? We're involved in it.We don't just need canned answers.
我哋唔需要一个答案，而我哋其实就系因为系我哋就喺呢啲嘅苦难当中。
And every other worldview, every other religion gives you canned answers about suffering.
咁好多其他嘅宗教咧，佢可能咧会俾你好多关于苦难嘅答案。
Right, the eight stepfold steps to nirvana. Do this, do that, do this, do that.
他说你要怎样做怎样做怎样做你就可以去到涅槃了。
No. Christianity says God has come to do something you couldn't do.
但是基督教他不是这样说，他说基督教他说的就是说到神来到做一些事是我们做不到的。
God has done something tremendous that you won't do.
神在这里做了一些很伟大的事是我们不会做的。
That's the uniqueness of Christianity. That's the gospel. Jesus has come. You couldn't do what he did.
这个就是基督教独特的地方。他说神耶稣基督来到。
He lives the perfect righteous life for you.
他为了我们的缘故过一个完全义的生活。
And he dies in your place on the cursed cross to pay your sin penalty against a just and holy God.
他为了我们的缘故死在十字架上面来到去为我们还清这个罪债，因为我们是犯罪违背了这个圣洁的神。
And only Christianity tells us that God got involved in the suffering.
唯有基督教他告诉我们，神来到当中，当我们在这个苦难当中的时候，神来到当中。
Because how else would we be so sure that there are good reasons why God has not stopped the suffering?
这个很多时就有很多人他们会问很多的原因，就是为什么神他不停止苦难呢？
Now the Bible doesn't offer you compensation, consolidation, consolation.
在圣经里面，神他没有给我们说一些什么的安慰，或者是一些的讲我们听一些什么的赔偿。
It offers you resurrection to life.
他给到我们的就是我们在生命里面那个的复活。
Heaven is going to come down to earth.
他说到这个的天堂来到这个地上。
You're not going to be taken away from earth into heaven.
他说到是神在天上来到地上，而不是将我们带走。
Heaven is coming down to earth to renew everything, to make everything new.
神将天堂来到这个地上，来到去更新这一切。
Everything bad is going to become untrue.
所有坏的事就成为不真实。
And as you see on slide 11, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:55, Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Right before those words, he says in 54, the second part of 54, death has been swallowed up in victory.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章第五十五节这么讲，他说死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？他在第四十四节尾，他也都讲话死被得胜吞灭。
You and I need that truth, because even though in this part of the world the pandemic seems to be winding down,
虽然在现在我们这个地上，这个疫情好像慢慢的缓和下来。
Obviously, there's more suffering ahead.
但我们很明显知道，在我们前面还有很多的苦难。
Whether it's a personal thing matter where you lose loved ones,
无论是很个人层面的，譬如可能你失去你一些亲人。
Or whether it's something like we experienced for over 15 months, a worldwide pandemic.
又或者好像我们过去这15个月，是整个的世界里面我们所面对的这个疫情。
You need the blessed hope.
我们需要一个被蒙福的这个的盼望。
To wrestle with the given, which is a world full of suffering.
去来到同这个满有苦难的这个世界来到去摔跤。
And so may the Lord impress upon you to strive after glory, truth, and resurrection.
愿神去帮助我们是看见而得着这个荣耀，同埋在当中我们有这个复活盼望。
And seek his presence, because he will walk with you, carrying you through those difficult times.
在这些困难的时间里面，去寻求神与你同在，他会带你经过。
You know, let me end with this. Paul, in the earlier part of 2 Corinthians, he says that he couldn't handle the suffering. We don't know what the suffering was in Asia that he experienced. He couldn't handle it. He said, could not handle it.
保罗他在开头的时候，他说到我不能够去处理去处理到这些的苦难。
But then in chapter 4, he tells about another incident. They said, the Lord helped me to handle it.
但是呢在第四章的时候，他讲到就神怎样帮助我来到去面对苦难。
And you know what's going on there, I think? Paul's realizing, he's saying, in hindsight, which we all do, right? In hindsight, we say, oh, this is what the Lord was doing, perhaps, with me during that difficult time.
咁过后，保罗佢就讲，好多时我哋都会过后，我哋就会睇见，佢话原来神咁样做系点样嘅帮我。
But boy, oh boy, right? During that time, I can't handle it. I don't know.
当我哋系喺苦难嗰一刻嘅时候，我哋会话我哋面对唔到，我哋处理唔到啦。
And I'm sure you can relate to that too.
我哋都会。
But that's why Paul shares that, because he knows we struggle too with suffering.
但系保罗佢话俾我哋听，佢都一样喺苦难当中，佢系会有挣扎嘅。
So may the blessed hope be with you and help you make sense of all of this.
愿意呢一个蒙福嘅盼望，亦都系对你嚟讲系喺你当中你去经历到。
Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Right before those words, Paul says, death has been swallowed up in victory.
所以他讲，他说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？他说，死是被得胜吞灭。
Father, my heart goes out to my brothers and sisters here who have suffered greatly during this pandemic.
天父，我为到喺在座当中弟兄姊妹，佢哋喺呢个疫情里边系受苦难嘅去祷告。
We know of many who's lost loved ones.
我哋知道有好多失去嘅亲人。
We know of Christian brothers and sisters who have lost their lives.
我哋知道有好多嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋都失去你嘅生命。
We know of people that are striving to please you that suffer greatly during the pandemic.
主，我们也知道有很多他们是 去努力的来到去得神蒙神你自己喜悦的，他们去失去你的生命。
We know that some have been devastated by economically because of the shutdown.
在没有相信你的人里面，他们有很多人他们感觉到很绝望，因为所有的东西是封闭的时候。
And if the pandemic was not just only the bad news, there's so much that is wrong with this world.
这个疫情不是唯一的一件不好的事，其实在这个地上，在这个世界里面，有很多的东西都是走错了。
That's why we need your blessed hope.
神啊，我哋所以需要喺你里边有呢、这、一个有福嘅盼望。
Because Christians are called to strive after righteousness, holiness, and truth.
因为基督徒佢被呼召嘅系叫我哋要去跟随呢一个义，跟随呢个真理。
May we know of your love afresh today.
主啊，愿意我哋去重新嘅去认识你嘅爱。
So that we could help others in their dealing.With suffering.
以致我们都可以帮助其他的人来到去面对苦难。
Oh, minister to us today, O Lord, if we're hurting.
神啊，我们在当中受伤的，求神你在我们心里面来到去工作。
And may you be honored and glorified in all of our lives.
愿你的名能够在我们的生命里面来到去被得着荣耀。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。